this story came to me from the Spirit of God. And he said, Kenny, when you teach this thing, tell them that I said they got their bubble busted. You see, the Jews wanted to keep back knowledge. But according to the word of Allah, the word of God, they got their bubble busted. The Jews wanted to keep back knowledge. But what knowledge did the Jews really have? Many of the Jews, even if they could read, were no better than illiterates, for they didn't even know their own scriptures. Isn't that something? They didn't even know their own scriptures. They got their bubble busted, but read into them what they wanted, or at best, their own conclusions. The Jews palmed off their own writings for the message of Allah. Perhaps it brought them profit for the time being, but it was a miserable profit if they gained the whole world and lost their own souls. Isn't that something? Writing with their own hands, inventing their own books. They got their bubble busted. The Jews wrote books with their own hands and they invented their own books, which had no divine authority from God's Spirit. Imagine writing a book, and it's supposed to be about the things of God. But the book that you write didn't have the divine authority that came from God's Spirit for you to write it. They got their bubble busted. Unfaith erects its own false god. It attributes things to causes which only exist in its own imagination. Let me say that slow. An unfaithful person, they erect their own false god. It attributes things to causes which only exist in its own imagination. Sometimes it even indulges in actual dishonest traffic in the ignorance of the multitude. It may pay for a time, but the bubble always bursts. They got their bubble busted. You see, the Jews, in their arrogance, might say, and you may have heard this before, whatever the terror of hell may be for other people, our sins will be forgiven because we are the children of Abraham. Father Abraham. At worst, we shall suffer a short punishment and then be restored to the bosom of Abraham. This bubble is pricked in the Al-Baqarah and the Holy Quran. They got their bubble busted. If unfaith claim some special prerogative such as race. I don't have no faith, but because of my race, I have a special privilege. I don't have no faith, but because of civilization, I have a special privilege. I don't have any faith in God, but because of my political power, I have a special privilege. I don't have no faith in God, but historical experience gives me special privilege, and so on and so forth. These will not avail in Allah's sight. His promise is sure. But his promise is for those who seek Allah in faith and show it in their conduct. Isn't that something? This is many degrees worse than merely falling into evil. It is going out to earn evil, as the Arabic text has it, seek gain in evil. Such a perverse attitude means that the moral and spiritual forces erected around us by the grace of Allah is voluntarily surrendered by us and demolished by evil, which erects its own fortress so that access to God may be more and more difficult. So far from the covenant being the kind that you suggest. You see, the real covenant is about the moral law. And the moral law is a universal law. And if you break it, no privileges will lighten your punishment to help you in any way. Speak fair to the people not only means outward courtesy from the leaders to the meanest among the people, but the protection of the people from being exploited, deceived, defrauded, and doped with things to lull and calm their intelligence, as putting people to sleep. It was the Jews who broke their covenant with the Muslims, Muhammad and Allah. Let me say that real slow. It was the Jews who broke their covenant with the Muslims. It was the Jews who broke their covenant with Muhammad. And it was the Jews who broke their covenant with Allah, who is God. This is the Al-Baqarah 2, part 1, verse 84 to 88. Shalom.